Now we turn to the results of a disturbing study involving African Americans, Chicago, and housing. When you think about buying a house, you might think about going to a bank, applying for a mortgage, and getting a house. Not so for Black Chicagoans in the 1950s and 60s. Most of them had to buy homes through what's known as contract buying, a predatory practice that gives the illusion of home ownership. Now, for the first time, a new report published by the University of Illinois at Chicago and Duke University calculates how much Black Chicagoans lost because of the practice. Earlier, I spoke with WBEZ's Natalie Moore about the report, and she started by breaking down what contract buying looks like.
It works like this. A buyer puts down a large down payment for a home and makes monthly installments at high interest rates, but the buyer never gains ownership until that contract is paid in full and all the conditions were met. Meanwhile, the contract seller holds the deed and can evict the buyer even after just one missed payment. Contract buyers did not accumulate equity in their homes, and no laws or regulations protected them. This study shows that $3 to $4 billion with a B, billion dollars were lost in today's dollars because of that practice. The study also notes that between 75 and 95% of homes sold to Black families in the 1950s and 60s were sold on contract.
So if you would, Natalie, unpack what this kind of all looked like. Why did these Black families get basically cheated out of all this money?
I would say desperation and racism. In 1948, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down racially restrictive covenants, and for decades that blocked access of African Americans to white communities. When Black families started to move in, white homeowners got scared, and real estate speculators and contract sellers preyed upon that fear. So what would happen is contract sellers, who sometimes were realtors, they stoked that fear by getting whites to sell their homes below market prices, purchasing them for themselves, and then offering them on contract to Black families. A white home could be sold for $12,000 and then weeks later sold on contract to a Black family for $22,000.
And of course, Chicago remains an incredibly segregated and unequal city. Do we still see some of these lasting effects from these predatory contracts today?
Absolutely. I would frame it in terms of toxic inequality that's racialized. These families lost billions of dollars in wealth. They did not get equity in their homes the way that white homeowners did after World War II through conventional mortgages. If we also look at these neighborhoods on the west side, North Lawndale, East Garfield Park, West Garfield Park, we look and we see the disinvestment that's there. We look and see how the housing crash affected those neighborhoods. Contract buying is definitely a part of that.
So as we mentioned, this is the first time this kind of study has ever been done in Chicago. What do the study authors want to do going forward?
One of the researchers told me, if this is an academic paper, then we have failed. They want people to understand the history so the city can move forward. One of the people I talked to was Jack McNamara. He's 81 years old, and he's been organizing to help homeowners on the West Side going back to the 1960s. And here's what he had to say.
With this amount of money legally stolen from the African-American community in a very short time of 20 years, that's a debt that we owe to the African-American community and something for which we should make restitution.
I should note that this report is not a policy paper that gives recommendations, but restitution is something that a lot of the studies, researchers, and authors are saying. They don't know what that looks like, but they want the conversation to continue. And actually, there's a forum going on today at the Federal Reserve about this report.
That's WBEZ's Natalie Moore with our Race, Class, and Communities desk. This is WBEZ.